This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3 Joy in Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. The Senate inquiry into marriage equality has ruled that all Australians are not equal and gays are still second-class citizens. The inquiry has released its report recommending that gays be treated like straights, except when it comes to marriage. In upholding the ban on same-sex marriage, the inquiry's findings have outraged gay and lesbian community leaders and activists who vow to continue the fight for equality. The Greens bill calling for the amendment of the Marriage Act will now not be debated in Parliament.
Well, it comes after a state meeting by the Victorian Labor Party backed moves for national marriage equality, the ALP passing a resolution at its conference getting behind same-sex marriage. It's similar to a motion passed at a July Labor meeting in Tasmania. Australian Marriage Equality says it puts more pressure on the Prime Minister to change the Marriage Act.
And in a breathtaking display of ignorance, Family First Senator Steve Fielding has compared same-sex marriage to incest. He says it's like brother marrying brother or sister marrying sister, and that not being right. Senator Fielding made his comments in the wake of the ACT's first civil union ceremony and the release of the inquiry's report.
Canberra's held its first legal civil partnership ceremony just a week after the Greens bill was passed. Warren McGaw and Chris Rumble, who are 20 years strong, tied the knot in the old Parliament House gardens. ACT Attorney General Simon Corbell says it's a step in the right direction.
What I'm very pleased to have seen is a recognition by the Commonwealth that legal ceremonies are important. This now opens the door for other states and territories to follow the ACT's lead.
Gay activist Rodney Croom agrees.
The fact that the federal government has softened its stance sends a positive message to those states that don't have any kind of civil partnership schemes.
However, the federal government's had the last say amending the law with ACT government approval, meaning the ceremonies may have little legal effect.
Thousands around the country have again called for same-sex marriage in protests last Saturday, kicking off a national year of action. In the second Equal Love campaign, supporters called for Kevin Rudd to give all Aussies marriage equality. They've urged the PM to get in touch with the majority public view, shown in a June Galaxy poll where 64% think marriage should be for same-sex as well as straight couples. The Age also backed the demonstrations, becoming the first major newspaper to write an editorial in support.
This year's American Idol runner-up doesn't look like saying sorry anytime soon over that racy performance. Adam Lambert kissed a male keyboard player before pretending to have oral sex with another dancer at the American Music Awards. ABC's Good Morning America then cancelled his appearance on the show the next day, even though other artists performed adult material.
The Electoral Commission in the Philippines has refused to let a GLBT political group contest the 2010 elections. Saying that Ang Ladlad tolerates immorality and offends religious beliefs, the commission refused to register it as a political party. Human Rights Watch has expressed its concern and urged the commission to reverse the decision.
And the Mardi Gras rumour mill just keeps on going after George Michael confirmed his first Aussie tour in 22 years. He hasn't been down under since 1988 and will be performing shows in Sydney and Perth. But the Herald Sun reports Michael's put his dates back to February to maybe perform at the annual parade through the Harbour City.
And briefly in other news, a new study out of Britain says that lesbians make better parents than straight couples. Uganda's proposed laws calling for life imprisonment for gays and those who know them is causing outrage among Commonwealth nations. And in Taiwan, a researcher has shown that gay sex between HIV-positive men can transmit a rare parasitic disease normally only found in developing countries.
To QNN Sport, a national report on sport in Australia has been handed down and stamping out homophobia is high on the list. David Crawford's review launched by Canberra's independent sport panels found there are many challenges for GLBTI athletes. It's found sexual discrimination sees many athletes stay in the closet for longer, impacting their sporting performance and involvement. And Gay Games champ Chris Morgan's claimed bronze at the World Drug-Free Powerlifting Championships.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community, let us know. Head to qnn.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.